哎，他生意中设立他为主为基督了。
God has established him to be the Lord and Christ.
这个就是教会为基督做的见证。
And this is the testimony of the church to Christ.
这位钉十字架的主。
And this resurrected Lord,
他已经在神的右边。
He is on the right hand of God.
神已经高他为主。
God has anointed him as the Lord.
他是万有的主。
He is the King of Kings.
他也是基督。
He is also the Christ.
他是神的受膏者。
He is the anointed one of God.
我们看见当彼得他们这样见证的时候。
We know that we see that when Peter and others gave this testimony.
因为圣灵与他们一同做见证。
Because the Holy Spirit testified with him.
听见的人里面就觉得扎心。
Those who heard feel their hearts are pricked.
因为他们看见他们是把这位主钉十字架的。
Because they are the one who crucified Jesus.
但是神在那里见证说，这位钉十字架的基督乃是主。
But God has testified that this one that you have crucified is the Lord.
所以他们里面就得扎心。
So their hearts are pricked.
结果那一天有三千个人信靠主。
And that day 3,000 were saved.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们再看下去看见彼得和约翰
We see Peter and John
他们在早晨祷告的时候 到圣殿去祷告
In the morning when they went to the temple to pray
有一个瘸腿生来瘸腿的人在门门口
There was one lame sitting at the gate
要问彼得约翰得做一点救济
Asking for alms from Peter and John
你知道彼得约翰怎么说呢
You know what Peter and John said
他说金银我都没有
I have no gold or silver
但是我把我所有的给你
But I give you what I have
我奉主耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走
In the name of my Lord Jesus You stand up and walk
那个瘸腿的人就跳起来了
The one lame sprang up
他就跟着他们圣殿里面去敬拜神。
He followed them into the temple to praise God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们看见耶稣基督的名就成为教会的产业。
We see that the name of Jesus becomes the inheritance of the church.
我们什么都没有。
We have nothing.
金也没有，银也没有。
No gold nor silver.
但是感谢神，我们有一件东西。
But we thank God we have one thing.
是耶稣基督的名。
It is the name of our Lord Jesus.
这个名是超万名。
This name is above all names.
因着这个名，万膝都要屈膝。
By this name, all knees shall bow down.
万口都要称耶稣为主。
All mouths will proclaim that Lord Jesus is Lord.
因着这个名，叫这个瘸腿能起来蹦跳。
Because of this name, this lame person can spring up and jump.
这个是当时教会为主做的见证。
And this is the testimony of the church at that time for the Lord.
我们知道约翰和彼得。带到公会去的时候
We know that Peter and John were brought to the Sanhedrin
他们说还有后来其他的使徒也被抓去
And also other disciples were brought there too
他们说我们所听见的我们所看见的我们不能不做见证
And they told them what we have heard what we have seen we cannot but to testify
我们顺服人呢还是顺服谁 你们自己去定规
You decide for yourself Shall we obey man or obey God?
但是你们所杀的这一位生命的主
But the Lord of life that you have killed
神已经设立他为救主
God has raised him to be the Savior
并且神要把圣灵赐给一切信他的人
And God also is going to give Holy Spirit to all that believe in him
如果你把使徒行传从头到末看下去的话
If you read the Acts from beginning to end
我们看见当初的教会怎样为耶稣基督做见证
You see how the church at that time testifies to Lord Jesus
我们没有时间一个一个地说
We don't have time to go into detail
弟兄保罗他也做见证
Paul gave the testimony
他自己三次做见证
Paul testified three times himself
他见证他所看见的所听见的
He testifiedAccording to what he has seen and heard,
他看见这位耶稣原来就是复活的主。
He saw this Jesus is actually the resurrected Lord.
他原来就是教会的头。
And he actually is the head of the church.
他是神所设立要审判死人活人的主。
And he is the Lord that God has established to judge the living and the dead.
所以在整个的使徒行传里面
So in the whole book of Acts,
我们看见教会它就是见证主耶稣。
We see that the church is to testify for Jesus.
它见证说耶稣他是救主。
It testifies that the Lord Jesus is the Savior.
它见证说耶稣他是主。
He testified the Lord Jesus is the Lord.
见证说主耶稣复活，他升天坐在神的右边。
Testifies the Lord Jesus has been raised up.And ascended to be on the right hand of God.
经文说有一天他要来审判所有的死人和活人。
And one day he is to come to return to judge all the living and the dead.
因着他们的见证，许许多多的人归向主。
And because of their testimony, many people return to God.
在短短三十多年的光景中
，In a short period of 30 years,
我们知道福音已经传遍了当时的世界。
The gospel has spread to the world and that time.
他们的见证是何等明亮，何等有能力。
And their testimony is clear and powerful.
第三卷的书在圣经里面。
The third book in the Bible.
那就是启示录。
Is Revelation.
在启示录的里面。
In Revelation.
我们看见有一个特别的名词。
We see there is a special term.
那个叫做耶稣基督的见证。
It is the testimony.Of Jesus Christ.
在中文里头有的时候翻作为耶稣基督做见证。
In Chinese translation, it says testify for Lord Jesus.
其实在原文里头是一个名词。
But in the original language, that is a noun.
是耶稣基督的见证。
The testimony of Lord of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的见证。
The testimony of Jesus Christ.
这一个是在启示录里面特别给我们看见的。
This is a special revelation in the book of Revelation.
这一个耶稣基督的见证在启示录里面。
The testimony of Jesus Christ in Revelation.
有人说用了七次，有人说用了六次。
Was used as seven or six times according to different people.
因为有一次没有说耶稣的见证，就说见证。
Because once it was only mentioned as testimony instead of testimony of Lord Jesus Christ.
你要看你要读里面的意思才能知道。
But if you read the meaning, then you know.
第一次是在启示录第一章。
The first one is in Revelation chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
第一章第二节。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 2.
约翰亲眼将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来了。
John, who testified the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ, all things that he saw.
这里约翰告诉我们说
，Here John tells us,
耶稣基督的启示是神赐给他。将叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。这是第一节。
The verse 1 says the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show to his bound men that must shortly take place.
神把一个启示赐给耶稣基督。
God gave a revelation to Jesus Christ.
而这个启示呢，主耶稣就借着天使来晓谕约翰。
And this revelation, Lord Jesus gave to John through an angel.
约翰呢，就将神的道和耶稣基督的见证呢，凡所看见的都证明出来。
So John bore witness to the word of God and the testimony of Jesus, all things that he has seen.
所以在这里给我们看见这个耶稣基督的见证是什么呢？
So here it shows us what is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这里耶稣基督的见证是有一个范围的。
Here the testimony of Jesus Christ has a limit.
这个范围就是启示录这一部的书。
And this limit is the book of Revelation.
因为他说，凡所看见的都证明出来。
Because it says, you prove what you have seen.
神把这个启示赐给主耶稣。
And God gave this revelation to our Lord Jesus.
换一句话说，神要见证他的儿子。
On the other hand, God wants to testify to His Son.
这个就是启示录。
And this is the book of Revelation.
启示录就是神要见证他的儿子。
The revelation is God wants to testify to His Son.
那现在呢，主就把这个启示借着天使来效力约翰。
So God gave this revelation through angel to John.
叫约翰能看见。
So that John can see.
所以约翰所看见的，他就证明出来了。
So what John saw, he proved.
他所看见的是神的道和耶稣基督的见证。
What he saw was the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
神的话。
The word of God
和耶稣基督的见证
and the testimony of Jesus Christ
所以整本的启示录是神的话
So the whole book of Revelation is the word of God
神在哪里说话
God spoke
整个的启示录是耶稣基督的见证
The whole book of Revelation is the testimony of Jesus Christ
这个话这个见证都能看见的
And this word, this testimony Can see, we can see.
所以他能证明出来。
So that he can prove it out.
凡是听见这个话的人。
And those who heard these words.
凡是读这书上预言的人。
Those who have read those prophecies.
凡是遵守其中所记载的。
Those who keep the things written in it.
都是有福的。
They are blessed.
因为日子近了。
Because the time is near.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这一本启示录就是耶稣基督的见证。
This book of Revelation is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这个见证是要我们听见的。
And this testimony is to be heard by us.
要我们看见的。
Is to be seen by us.
并且也是要我们来遵守的。
Is to be kept by us.
如果这样的话，我们在神面前就要蒙福。
If so, we are going to be blessed before God.
因为主来的日子近了。
Because the day of the Lord is close.
这是第一次。
This is the first time.
第二次是在第九节里面。
The second time is in verse 9.
第一章第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难过度忍耐里一同有份为神的道。并为给耶稣做的见证，就是耶稣基督的耶稣的见证，曾在那名叫伯马的海岛上。
I John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and patience in Jesus, was in the island called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
在这里又给我们看见神的道和耶稣的见证。
Here it shows again the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
但是这里耶稣的见证不限于启示录。
But here the testimony of Jesus is not limited to the book of Revelation.
因为什么呢？
Why?
因为约翰被囚禁到伯马海岛上。
Because John was exiled to the island of Patmos.
是为着神的道和耶稣的见证。
For the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
这个是在他看见这个启示之前的事。
And this is before he has seen this revelation.
所以在这里耶稣的见证，神的道和耶稣的见证。
So here, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus
是包括所有整本的圣经
encompasses the whole Bible.
所有神所说的话
all that have been said by God
都是耶稣的见证
is the testimony of Jesus.
希伯来书第一章告诉我们说
in the book of Hebrews chapter 1,
神在古时的时候
in the past,
神多方多次向我们的列祖借着众先知说话
God has spoken to our fathers through the prophets.
现在在这最末后的日子
But to, in this end day
他在他儿子的里面向我们说话
He speaks to us in his son
所以我们看见神的话现在是完全了
So we see now that the word of God is complete
神已经在他的儿子里面说了最最终最完全的话
God has spoken to us in his son the most complete the most final words
所有的话就是耶稣的见证
All this word is the testimony of Jesus.
约翰被神的话和耶稣基督的见证所感动。
And John was moved by the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
我们知道神的话和耶稣的见证不光是一个道理的东西。
We know that the word of God and the testimony of Jesus are not just doctrine.
这一个东西不是光是讲讲听听的东西。
It is not just for us to say and to hear.
如果我们真是听见了神的话。
But if we truly have heard the word of God,
我们真是看见了耶稣的见证。
We have truly seen the testimony of Jesus.
你知道这个见证把我们整个的人就变化了。
And this testimony would transform us completely.
这个见证把我们整个的人就抓住了。
And this testimony will grasp us individually, completely. For this testimony, you are willing to give your life. When John was exiled to Patmos, that was for the testimony of Jesus. He was willing to be in exile. He cannot deny this testimony.
所以我们知道耶稣的见证是一个何等有能力的一个见证。
So we know the testimony of Jesus is such a powerful testimony.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们也听见神的话。
We have heard the word of God.
我们也知道一点耶稣的见证。
We have known somewhat the testimony of Jesus.
但是神的话和耶稣的见证在我们身上发生多少的作用呢
？But is there much influence of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus in us.
我们能不能说耶稣的见证是一件事，我们又是一回事呢？
Do we say the testimony of Jesus is one thing and my life is something else?
耶稣的见证与我们是达成一片的。
And can we say the testimony of Jesus and us are one thing?
耶稣的见证比我们更重要。
The testimony of Jesus is more important than I.
约翰为着耶稣的见证，他愿意被放舍到罗马的海岛去。
For the testimony of Jesus, John is willing to be in exile on Patmos.
这一个就是见证在人身上的那个能力。
And this is the power of testimony on a man.
第三次。我刚才说的这个在解经上有一点这个出入。
The third place in the interpretation of the Bible, there was some difference.
那是在启示录第六章第九节。
That's in the John chapter, the Revelation chapter 6, verse 9.
揭开第五印的时候，我看见这祭坛底下，因为神的道，并未做见证，就是为做见证被杀之人的灵魂。
And when it opened the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of them that had been slain for the word of God.
有人说，这里为神的道，并且为做见证被杀的灵魂。
And here somebody says that the souls of those who were killed because of the word of God and for the testimony. Some said that these people refer to the people in the Old Testament time.
我个人是感觉说，这里是包括所有为神的话和见证，就是耶稣基督的见证而死的人。
Personally, I feel that this word encompasses all that have died for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
虽然在旧约的时候，没有耶稣的见证这一个名词。
Although in the Old Testament time there was no such term as the testimony of Jesus.
但是在旧约的时候，有神的见证在那里。
But in the Old Testament time there was the testimony of God.
所以我个人相信是包括古今中外，所有为着神的话和为着神的见证而行道的人。
So I personally feel that this encompasses all who are martyred over ages, over every place, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
实在说来，恐怕只做在新约的时代行道的人更多一点。
In fact, it probably refers more to those in the New Testament time who are martyred.
这里有一点解经的问题。
And here there is some slight difference in the interpretation of the Bible.
如果弟兄姊妹中对我的解说不同意的话，你尽量可以守住你的解说。
If you disagree with me on this interpretation, you can keep your own interpretation. Because the Bible is the word of God. But the interpretation is the understanding of man. In my own understanding, and the chapter 5 of Revelation is the condition of his ascendance. When our Lord was raised to heaven, he was as if a lamb slain. But he has overcome. So he is qualified to receive the seal, receive the scroll from God. And this scroll is the grand deed of the earth. And this great earth belongs to God. This deed is in the hand of God. Although temporarily Satan is in control of this earth, but he is a usurper. The earth does not belong to him. The earth belongs to God. The deed is in the hand of God. But who is qualified to receive the scroll, the deed from God? To execute his will. To return the earth to God. No one is worthy in the heaven or earth or under the earth. Only the slain lamb is worthy. So when our Lord is raised to heaven, he has received this deed from God. Because God has given him all the power and authority of the heaven and earth. The second psalm says, you ask and I will give you the deed as your inheritance. So I believe the chapter 5 speaks about the condition of the Lord Jesus ascending. So the praises is the praises of redemption. When our Lord has this deed in his hand, in chapter 6, the seal is open. And he is going to do the will of God. He will take back the whole earth and give it back to the earth, to God.
你能不能相信说我们的主耶稣他拿了这个地契他不开印呢?
And can you believe that our Lord Jesus received the scroll and not opened the seal?
他要等2000年之后才开始开印呢?
And wait for 2,000 years to open the seal.
我个人相信他拿到之后就开始开了。
But personally, I believe that when he received the scroll, he is opening it.
但是呢?
But
我个人相信他只开了四个印。
But I personally believe that he has opened only 4 seals. And we don't have time to go into details. Why I said that he has not opened the 5th seal? Because when the 5th seal is opened, the souls of those who have been killed for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus, they are going to start to pray. The nature of their prayer is different from the prayer of the church right
now.
Because the prayer of the church today is according to the prayer of our Lord Jesus on the cross. Our Lord on the cross said, Father, forgive them because they do not know what they have done. So when Stephen was to be stoned to death, he said, God, do not put this sin on them. The prayer of the church is a prayer of forgiveness. Because this day, this time is the time of grace. But when we come to the fifth seal, the prayer of the martyrs, and their prayer is to pray to God to judge. We see that the age is changing at that time. The present age is the age of grace. But the time of grace is going to end a certain time. But every time when the Lord, when God is going to do some turning thing, He shows His mind and heart to those who belong to Him. So that they would pray to Him. And God will hear their prayer and execute His judgment. So these martyrs, they knew the will of God. They received the heart of God. They know that God is going to transform this age. So they pray to God so that God will judge. They will pray in one accord with God. Coming to the sixth seal, the anger, the wrath of the Lamb arrives. That is to say that the prayer of the martyrs are answered. So personally, I believe this fifth seal is not open yet. And this is the mercy of God to us. We pray that everyone should repent. But one day, this age is going to be transformed. And those who know the heart and mind of God is those who have the testimony of Jesus. Because they are martyred because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. Because they can understand the heart of God. Because of their prayer, the time is changing. The fourth time is in chapter 12. Chapter 12, verse 17.
这儿女就是那受神诫命为耶稣做见证的，那是龙就站在海边的山上。
And the dragon was angry with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus. And I stood upon the sand of the sea. Before this word, we see that a woman is in birth pain. And then she delivered a man-child. The man-child was raptured to the throne. We know that this man-child represents the overcomers in this end time. And this is a body, and this is not as an individual. And in the end time, there are a group of brothers and sisters who has who has overcome the accuser,
and
by the blood of the Lamb,
and
by the word that they have testified,
and
for the Lord, they have not loved their own life. And these people are not perfect people.
但是感谢神,
but we thank the Lord that they know the blood of Lord Jesus.
他们因着主的宝血,
and by the Lord of, and through the Lord, the blood of the Lord, they cleanse themselves. So that the mouth of the enemy is sealed. But they can open their mouth and give the testimony. What is their testimony? Their testimony is that Jesus is the Lord. No matter what you see in this world, no matter how pompous is this enemy in the world, they testify that Jesus is the Lord. And that they, in the most adverse condition, and if you see the practical situation,
好像什么都是相反的,
it seems that everything is opposing them.
但是他们不妥协,
but they do not compromise.
他们在那里竞争说耶稣是主,
they do not compromise.
他们在那里竞争说耶稣是主,
they testify that Jesus is the Lord.
他们的竞争的话有能力,
and their testimony is powerful.
因为在这个竞争的话背后有一个生活在那里,
because there is a living behind this testimony.
因为耶稣在他们的身上实在是主,
because Jesus on them is truly the Lord. So when they so speak, the enemy retreats. They would rather lose their own life, and they will not give up
deny.
And these are the overcomers of the end time. They will be raptured to the throne. And Satan will be thrown to the earth. And this is the beginning of the great tribulation.
But
we know that this dragon is Satan.
He's
not able to devour the man child. So God hid the woman, would hide the woman in the desert. So this dragon would persecute the other children of this woman. Who are these other children? They have the word of God. And they are the ones who have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Personally, I believe, and this is also interpretation, and those who observe the commandments of God represents those in the tribulation time. They are godly Jews. And those are the Revelation chapter 7, those have their seals on their forehead,
144,000
of them. Because the godly Jews will be persecuted severely in tribulation. Because they are not willing to pay homage to the beast. But another group, and the group is the remaining Christians. Although they have the testimony of Jesus, but the testimony of Jesus is weak on them. They are like the foolish virgins. The testimony is weak on them. And they have not prayer in watchfully.
他们没有准备好。
And they are not prepared.
所以他们不能被提到宝座那里。
So they cannot be raptured to the throne.
他们要留下经过大灾难。
And they have to stay and pass through the tribulation.
但是感谢上帝神。
But we thank and praise the Lord.
虽然是经过灾难。
Although they go through tribulation.
但是可以说神给他们第二个机会。
But God gives them a second chance.
因为经过大灾难的时候。
Because after the tribulation.
神耶稣的见证在他们里面因着艰难反而激发起来。
Because the testimony of Jesus in them, because of the difficulty, now is inspired.
他们不肯拜守的像。
They are not willing to worship the beast.
不肯有守的印记。
They are not willing to have the seal of the beast.
所以在启示录十四章里头这样的说。
So in Revelation chapter 14,
他说从今以后在真理睡了的人有福了。
From now on, those who have slept in the Lord are blessed.
因为他们要脱去一切的痛苦，要安息在主的里面。
Because they are going to take away all the pain and rest in the Lord.
这些的人。
These people,
他们有的也为着主而行道。
Some have martyred for the Lord.
他们不肯摆手的像。
They are not willing to worship the image of the beast.
所以到了二十章的时候。
Coming to chapter 20,
我们就看见。
We see.
第二十章
Chapter 20
第四节
Verse 4
那个时候我们的主来了
And that time our Lord came
我又看见几个宝座也有坐在上面的并有审判的权柄赐给他们我又看见那是因为这耶稣做见证并为神的道被占有的灵魂和那没有拜过手和手像也没有在摩上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂他们都复活了与基督一同作王一千年这是头一次的复活
And this is the first revelation says and I saw thrones and they sat upon them and judgment was given to them and the souls of those beheaded on account of the testimony of Jesus and account of the word of God and those who had notdone homage to the beast nor to his image and had not received the mark on their forehead and hand and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years so here we see those who are not willing to pay homage to the beast and they cannot live because without this seal on your hand you cannot sell so you cannot live but they are willing to die for the Lord
这些的人他们将来也能在宝座上与主一同掌权
and they will be able to reign with the Lord on the throne
这个是二十章里面所告诉我们的
and this is what we were told in chapter 20
那么还有最后的两次
and the two more times
就是十九章第十节
chapter 19 verse 10
十九章第十节
chapter 19 verse 10
我就伏伏在他脚前去天使的面前拜他他说千万不可我和你并你为那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄同是做仆人的你要敬拜神因为预言中的灵意乃是为耶稣做见证
and I fell before his feet to do him homage and he says to me see thou do it not I am the fellow bondman and the fellow bondman of thy brethren who have the testimony of Jesus do homage to GodFor the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. Because what John has seen from the angel is too glorious. So unconsciously, he fell down to the angel. The angel said, no, not to me. Because we the angels and those of you who have the testimony of Jesus we are the servants bond servant to God
你应当敬拜神
you shall pay homage to God
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
so dear brothers and sisters
我们有耶稣见证的人
we who have the testimony of Jesus
我们都是神的仆人
we are the bond servants for God
我们有神的见证的人
we who have the testimony of Jesus
都是侍奉神的人
we are the servants of God
我们 些有耶稣见证的人。
We have the testimony of Jesus.
都是那些敬拜的人。
Are the people who worship God.
因为预言的灵乃是耶稣基督的见证。
Because of the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
整个的启示录是预言。
The whole revelation is a prophecy.
预言许许多多将来要发生的事。
The prophecy speaks about many things to come.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
这些许多预言的事情
these things which are prophesied,
不过是外面的事情
are only outward things.
那个预言的精义在哪里
What is the essence of the prophecy?
就是这些要发生的事都是为耶稣做见证的
All these things that are going to happen give testimony for Jesus.
见证说这一位耶稣是怎样的一位耶稣
To testify this Jesus is what kind of a Jesus?
他是万王之王他是万主之主
He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
耶稣基督的见证
The testimony of Jesus.
我们如果把它总结起来来看
If we summarize it,
就是我们开始的时候所念的那两节的圣经
And that is the two scriptures that we started to read
在第一章第十六节十七节
And that is in chapter 1 verses 16 and 17 Revelation
主耶稣告诉约翰说
Lord Jesus told John
他说我是谁呢
Who I am
我是首先的我是末后的
I am the Alpha and the Omega
他是首先的
He is the beginning
就是说他是谁
He is God
一切都是从他开始的
All things start from him
凡不是从他开始的都不算数
Whatever is not from him doesn't count
这个是耶稣的见证
And this is the testimony of Jesus
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
许多的时候我们在哪里开始
Many times we start something.
凡是我们开始的都不是见证的。
Whatever we start is not the testimony.
因为主说我是首先的。
But because Lord Jesus says, I am the beginning.
他是谁?
He is God.
他是一切的开始。
He is the beginning of all things.
一切都必须从他那里出来。
All things have to come out from him.
并且他是末后的。
And he is the Omega.
末后就是说他乃是神所有的旨意
And the last one it says he is the whole purpose of God.
不但一切都是从他而来
Not only all comes from him.
并且一切神的旨意都在他的身上
But all purpose, the whole purpose of God is upon him.
都是为你做他
For him.
也是借着他
Through him.
也是归给他的
And we,Turn to him.
我们知道在圣经告诉我们说到日子满足的时候
The Bible tells us that when the time has completed
神要把天上地下一切所有的都在基督里面合而为一
God will summarize all things in heaven and earth into one in Christ
因为神要他的儿子在万有上去守卫
Because God wants his son to be the head of all things
神的旨意都在他的身上
The whole purpose of God is upon him
都是为着他
For him
也都是借着他的成全
It's accomplished through him
而一切都要归给他
And all things are come back to him
他说我又是那一个存活的
And I am the living one
换一句话说
In another word
他告诉我们说他是生命
He tells us he is the life
他是生命的源头
He is the source of life Our God, our Lord is life.
一切的死亡都不是属于他的。
And all death does not come from him.
他说我来是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
I come so that the sheep can have life and life more abundantly.
一切是生命的，是出于主的。
All that is of life comes from the Lord.
凡是不是生命的，都不是见证的。
And that which not is not of life is not the testimony
你可以有正确的道理
you can have accurate doctrine
你可以有好的办法
you can have good means
但是如果不是生命的话
but if that is not life
这个不是见证
it is not the testimony
但是主说
but Lord said
我曾死过
I became dead
现在又活了
and I am alive
只活到永永远远
and life forever Because he is going to save us. So the Lord of life goes through death. But he has devoured death. He has destroyed the Satan that has the power of death. He is resurrected. And he will live forever and ever. This led us to see. He is this overcoming Lord. Because the greatest enemy of this world is death. But he has overcome death. Dear brothers and sisters, he is the resurrection. He is the life. And he testifies himself to us. So that we can experience his life and his resurrection. And he has the keys of the death and Hades in his hand. Originally, the keys to the Hades is in the hands of Satan. But he has already destroyed the Satan that controls death. So he has taken the keys to death and Hades. Whenever he closes, nobody can open. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Today, the testimony that we know as of Jesus Christ. How great is this? Is it just as what the Bible shows us? And this testimony, we must receive in Revelation. We have to see with our own eyes and hear with our own ears. And we can personally experience this testimony. And this testimony becomes all to us. And this way, we can be his witness. Let's pray.
我们的主，我们实在仰望你赐给我们智慧和启示的灵，叫我们真实能认识你，认识你的见证是何等的浩大，认识你的见证是何等的实在。我们的主，我们真是求你不但让我们听见，并且让我们看见，也让我们亲身的经历你的自己，好叫在我们身上你的见证能流露。
叫你的名得着荣耀，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。主啊，我们真是在这里，愿意看见你荣耀完全的充满全地。因此，我们到你面前来的时候，我们向你求告一件事：把你自己的见证放在我们的里面。 主啊，叫我们真实的认识见证你的实意。哦，我们的主，我们的神，我们谢谢你。今天以来，你一直向我们说出了你的心意，你就让我们看见见证你不是外面你的一些个东西，见证你就是你自己，就是你心里所有的意念。你曾经借着律法来发表你自己，你也借着你儿子来发表你自己。 如今你更要得着我们这一批人，就是称为你自己教会的那些人，来彰显你的自己。主，我们实在要求你把这样的一个光重的放在我们的里面。当我们在这里称你、称赞你、圣哉圣哉，愿你的荣光充满全地的时候，求我们的主，你叫我们这些人里面有完全的敞开向。 向着你，先让你给我们完全的充满，好叫你的荣光也借着你自己的教会，借着这全地的众教会，带进这一个全地，因为全地都是你的。哦，我们的父，我们的神。 当早晨聚会在这里继续进行的时候，你的恩典是更丰富的流进这一个聚会的中间。你用你自己恩
恩典的火焰来烧旺我们众人的心，主借着你自己生命的光来把我们众人都点燃过来，也点活了，好叫我们能跟随你，跟上见证，活出见证，显明你心里最大的那个意愿。哦，我们的主，我们真不知道如何来你面前向你求恩典，因为我们是这样的度量小，我们所求的是这样的有限，但是我们求我们的主，照着你自己荣耀的丰富，你借助你的仆人来做工在我们中间，多用你生命的能力来扶持你的仆人，赏赐天上的丰富在他里面流过，我们在这一个地方等候您，但愿今天早晨的聚会让我们再一次享用你甘甜的同在，也享用一次你荣耀丰富的充满，主啊，我们敬拜赞美都归给你，但愿这里的人没有一个在你的心意以外飘荡，你把这样的一个恩惠赏赐给我们，我们在这里再次说，我们一面仰望你，我们一面把荣耀归给你，祷告奉主的名，
阿门。相信。Oh, I'll see. We're starting here. Brother Khan will speak to us.
是我们看约翰福音第十一章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 15.
我们念二十六节。和二十七节。
We read verses 26 and 27.
约翰福音第十一章二十六节。
Gospel according to John chapter 15, verse 26.
但我要从父那里差报惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证，你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。
But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes forth from the Father, he shall bear witness concerning me. And you too bear witness, because you are with me from the beginning.
我们再看《使徒行传》第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
《使徒行传》第一章第八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8。
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
The Holy Spirit having come upon you.You will receive power, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Let's bow down and pray.
Lord, we thank you.我们的主，这是何等的恩典！主啊，我们巴不得您在我们里面所做的工作，真是能存到永永远远。我们的主，我们早晨在这里要继续在你的面前，我们把你的话语放在你的手中，求你自己祝福，铺开地给众人，叫你得着荣耀。奉主耶稣的名，
阿门。
我们这一次在神面前要看的就是见证人和见证人。
This time we want to see before the Lord together the matter of testimony and the witness.
我们看见说见证在神的话语里面乃是一个中心。
We see that testimony is a center in the words of God.
神为着他自己留下他的见证在地上。
God for himself has left his testimony on this earth.
他从天朝创造天地，就是把他自己的见证，他的荣耀放在创造的里面。
When he created heaven and earth, he has put his own testimony and glory in his creation.
借着他所创造的天地，叫我们能认识他的大能和他的神性。
From the heaven and earth that he created, he let us see the deity and his power.
但是我们知道，在这天地里面，神的见证乃是非常微小的见证。
But we see the testimony in the heaven and earth that were created is but a small one.
然后他把律法就赐给以色列人。
Then he gave to Israelites the law.
律法就是神的见证。
The law is the testimony of God.
在神那里是见证，在人那里乃是律法。
To him that is the testimony, but to us men that is the law.
律法对神的见证，那比天地万物的见证就进一步了。
The law is one step ahead in terms of testimony for God.
但是律法因着人的软弱有所不能行的。
But because of the weakness of man, the testimony cannot be carried through in man.
所以律法就一无所成。
So the law could not accomplish anything.
我们感谢赞美主。
But we praise the Lord.
因为到了新约的时代
，coming to the time of New Testament，
我们看见我们的主来到这个世界。
You see, our Lord Jesus came to this world.
在我们的主里面，神的见证就得以完成了。
In Him, the testimony of God is accomplished.
因为我们的主来不是要废掉律法，乃是要成全它。
Because our Lord comes not to abolish the law, but to accomplish it.
今天神的见证在地上，是在他儿子。
Today, the testimony of God on this earth is in His Son Jesus Christ.
凡是认识神的儿子的人，就是能认识见证的人。
Those who know His Son Jesus Christ are those who know the testimony.
在神那里乃是见证。
And in God, that is the testimony.
在我们身上乃是恩典。
And in us is the grace.
这个我们也稍微看过一点。
And this we have shared.
我们稍微交通一点关于耶稣基督的见证。
We also have shared the testimony of Jesus Christ.
因为这个见证是我们必须看见、听见，并且亲身去经历的。
Because this testimony is what we have to see, what we have to hear, and to experience.
我们的主他自己见证说，他是首先的，他是末后的。
Our Lord Jesus, He testified that He is the first and He is the last.
他是一切的开头。
He is the beginning of all things.
他也是一切的结束。
He is the conclusion of all things.
神所有的旨意都在他的身上。
All the will of God is upon him.
也都是借着他来完成。
And through him they are accomplished.
也都要归给他。
They will come back to him.
他是那一位存活的。
And he is the living one.
因为他是生命的源头。
Because he is the source of life.
凡是出于他的都是生命。
What comes from him is life.
凡不是生命的都不是属于神的。
Whatever is not life is not from God.
他为着爱我们的缘故。
Because he loves us.
他曾死过。
He was dead.
但是他借着他的死就败坏了战死权的魔鬼。
But through his death, he has destroyed the Satan that has the power of death.
他从死里复活了。
He was resurrected from the dead.
并且他要活到永永远远。
And he shall live forever and evermore.
他是那一位复活的主。
And he is the resurrected Lord.
他是那一位得胜的主。
And he is the victorious Lord.
在他手里拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
In him is the key.Of the death and Hades.
我们的主就是这样的一位主。
And our Lord is such a Lord.
今天这个就是他的见证。
And this today is his testimony.
他的见证托给他的教会。
And his testimony is now entrusted to his church.
今天早晨我们要讲到见证人的事情。
And this morning we want to talk about this matter of the witness.
我们知道如果有事实摆在那里。
You know that if there is a fact there.
但是没有人看见，也没有人听见。
But if nobody has seen it or heard it.
也没有人亲身的经历。
And nobody has personally experienced.
虽然那个事实是在那里。
Although the fact is there.
但是没有人没有见。
But there is no witness.
因为没有见证人的缘故
，because there's no witness，
这个事实就要被埋没。
The fact will be buried，
人也得不着益处。
And man cannot benefit from it。
所以我们不但要看见有见证的事实
，so not only we have to see the fact of the testimony，
我们还得看见说有一般见证的人在那里。
And we have to see there has to be。A group of witnesses.
能把这个事情把它能见证出来。
That they can testify to this fact.
我们感谢赞美神。
And we praise the Lord.
因为神历世历代，神为着自己留下他的见证人。
But through the ages, God has reserved for Himself the witnesses.
我们知道神造人的目的。
We know that the purpose of God's creation of man.
神造人的目的中间的一个，就是要人做他的见证人。
One of the purposes of God's creation of man is that man can be His witness.
所以他造人的时候是照着他的形象而造的。
So He created man according to His own likeness.
我们知道万物都在那里见证神的荣耀。
We know that all creation is testifying to the glory of God.
但是万物的见证非常的有限
But the testimony of the creation is limited
并且万物的见证都是被动的
But the, and also the testimony of all creations is passive
因为这个万有啊它不能经历神的自己
Because these all things they cannot experience God himself
它没有办法有主观的经历来发表神
They cannot have the subjective experience to express God.
它不过是神手所造的万物。
And they are only the all things created by God.
它显出神的荣能来。
They express the eternal power of God.
它稍微显出一点神的那个神性来。
And to a very small extent, they express the deity of God.
但是它那个见证是被动的。
But that testimony is passive.
它不能好像主动的。
It cannot cooperate with God to give a testimony.
但是我们的神，他为着他的见证，他就创造了人。
But for His own testimony, our God created man.
人是照着神的形象造的。
Man is created according to the likeness of God.
形象在这里是特别指着里面的性情说的。
The likeness in particular speaks about the inner nature.
神是灵，所以我们人都造里头有灵。
God is spirit, so when man is created, man has spirit inside.